Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and our gratitude goes also to your very active and able team and to the Secretariat. I think what you and we all together have achieved is a real discussion. It was not just the usual repetition of old statements. And by doing so, we have also achieved real progress. It is clear that focusing only on differences, on the so-called four approaches, and is just splitting us. And in the course of our discussions, we saw that this would only continue to prevent us from taking further steps towards multilateral disarmament. Because in reality, all those approaches have a lot in common, and there is a high degree of complementarity. For the first time, we had discussions on the key elements of a prohibition. That's another achievement that we have achieved together. It became clear that there's an agreement that the legal norm prohibiting nuclear weapons is necessary and common to all approaches. And no delegation has maintained they are against the prohibition of nuclear weapons. And I think that's also positive. What was obvious to all of us is that we have differences on the timing. But it's the timing, not the substance. A wide majority wants to start negotiations on a legal binding norm to prohibit nuclear weapons as soon as possible. And a minority does not want to start such negotiations soon. Some have even argued only after the elimination of nuclear weapons. And I think we owe it to each other to respect our views, also the views of the others. And we also should bear in mind what we have learned over the last decades, that hitherto disarmament treaties have been based on a prohibition, and then the practical steps to destroy those arms came later. And we all know that treaties don't start with universality. And it can take time, unfortunately often very long time. And there are very few treaties indeed that can show universal membership. So there are some things that are common to all of us, and there's the timing issue where we differ. And Austria is of the view that we cannot make progress by simply waiting and repeating our well-rehearsed statements. We have full trust that you will reflect what has been said and proposed and the degree of support for it in your draft report. I think the best way to achieve consensus is that we stick to the truth, to the reality that we all have been part of during these 2 weeks. So consensus on a reflection of what has happened and what was proposed should be possible when all show goodwill and do not want to hinder your valuable efforts as the chair. My delegation will support you in your endeavors, and we hope all others will do the same. Thank you.